You know, you guys, you never forget your first, and that is why I am back. I am back, bitches. Dishing Days is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you Days of Our Lives fans, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV.
You just belted that out.
You did.
Well, hello. Well, I was doing that for my reel, but once again,
we all ruined it.
I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined literally by a gaggle of gals. We are celebrating not only the 2-year anniversary of Dishin' Days, but we are also celebrating the 2-year anniversary since James Lott Jr. became a part of AfterBuzz TV. So he decided to bug the hell out of us and come on this show.
Totally.
But we welcome you with open arms.
Open arms.
Yes.
Did you almost say gaggle of gals when Steven was in studio? Oh,
did you?
No.
You changed it. I did.
And I was like, I bet everyone's expecting me to say gaggle of gals, but I'm going to say a gaggle of people.
Okay.
Because Steven Nichols is not one of the gals.
No, he's not.
But as you guys know, we got some folks here. We're going to start to our far, 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 far left with our oldest gentleman here.
Oh my god, that's just so mean.
Just celebrating his 56th
birthday. There must be somebody on the other side of this wall who is ancient. Ancient. Lorraine Love in the house.
Oh, stop it. Atta girl.
Hi, Lorraine.
Atta girl. And we also have
Matthew Evan Payne.
And of course, my chocolate twin.
It's me, James Lott Jr.
And y'all know me, Tony Moore.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right.
Steven Nichols said it, and I'm going to second it. That's a great color on you.
That is a good
Thank
color.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, Tony.
Everything's not about you. So as I said, we are celebrating.
She doesn't know that it's not about her, though.
It's not. We're celebrating 2 years.
Of me!
Well, literally. February 8th, we started this show.
So after February 7th, before February 9th.
Yes. We started this show. Three dudes just talking about a soap.
You said that.
And, I don't know, I didn't realize what we were getting into, but I personally...
I don't think anybody
No, I don't think anybody did it at all.
But on February 8th, I just kind of took a gander of all of our stuff, our Instagram and our Twitter and Facebook and all of our tweets, and I feel very honored to be a part of a show that people... you know, still stay connected with. And I'm so very thankful that, you know, we get to do this all the time. You know, Mark and I have done the show since the beginning. And then we had James and then now Matthew. And I think it's just
a growing family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so fun just to come here.
Dysfunctional growing family.
Very dysfunctional.
With Tony being the leader of the dysfunction. In his powder blue shirt that looks so dapper on
Go ahead, Tony. I'm listening.
Seafoam. I would say that's actually seafoam.
That is seafoam.
If you want to know what seafoam green looks like, you'll have to watch us listen to our podcast.
Girl. Love the pizza rolls, girl. I want to say for you, Tony, in terms of Dishin' Days, because of Tony starting Dishin' Days, we have a sub block. Because if he hadn't got he got the format. He made the format. He brought it to AfterBuzz. It became successful. And they're open to other shows coming. Because years ago, they had a Young and the Restless one. It was horrible. Sorry to say that. A little shade. But other than that, there's no soaps. Shady Sunday. But there are no soaps on this network. And, you know, soaps are a very big part of television.
And our lives.
Yeah. Hence, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Mark, are you feeling nostalgic?
Always.
And that was Mark James Payne, everyone.
I am thrilled to be a part of the Dishin' Days family.
Thank you for coming.
I was just saying the having me. No I was problem. Taking a while for me to get connected to the internet.
This happens, you know, things that don't change about this show.
Yes.
Mark consistently trying to connect to the internet.
and unsuccessfully at that.
Unsuccessfully.
I connected. I don't have an image. The picture's not up,
so,
which is fine.
So some fans are having a hard time seeing, and some are. It's fine. I just want to let everybody know that in the chat that Everything on our end is on good shape.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I even checked it from different computers and everything. Everybody can see it just fine. So okay. You probably just need to take it a minute. Maybe YouTube just can't handle all that gloriousness that's happening on the panel. So
I love how you phrase it,
Alexis. I agree with all that.
And yeah. Speaking of someone who's probably been with us for 2 years too, Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah. Yes. 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 I've been with us for quite some
time. I know, right? Yeah. Doesn't time fly?
It feels like it went by so fast.
Yeah. I was thinking when we had Stephen Nichols in the studio just a moment ago, I looked at him and I thought, and I said it, we have grown up with him. It's amazing the guests that we have on this show.
Yes. Oh my God, we've had so many. Our first guest was Christopher Sean and Hira.
Yes, and Hira.
I was not here for that. I was in Australia. And Christopher yes. Sean was like, where are you? Like, how am I on the show and you're not here? I'm like,
yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Girl, I'm in Australia. Sorry, but look, show's still happening.
Girl.
But we, he was, right. Well, he wasn't like girl, but I still wish he was like girl. But, you know, even. It's been a struggle sometimes to get our guests, but yeah. I love that our guests they have fun here. Mm-hmm. We've had many amazing people come through. Yes. With our first spotlight on, which I feel so bad about still to this day, was Matthew Ashford, and Mark
had to call from Ohio.
Mark had to call him from Ohio. But and even
I did get to hang with him at the
at our but you know
meet
what
and greet thing.
The meet and greet, the Dish and Days meet and greet. When I look at the picture of like all of us and the stars, it's that moment where I'm just like, oh wow, like
yeah.
They like us. They really like us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you guys for liking us. Thank you guys for tuning in every Sunday. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for posting. Thank you to all of the administrators of Days of Our Lives groups that continue to support us. Thank you for the fans who have literally stuck with us since the beginning for 2 years. So thank you. Okay. We don't do this show... for us, we do it for you guys. We are just lucky enough to have a place to talk about this show. So thank you. And also thank you to Stephen Nichols for coming by. If you missed that interview, you can check out the links on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. On Facebook and Instagram, we are Dish and Days. And on Twitter, it's @_DishandDays. So make sure you like us, follow us. Also, just to go ahead and... nip this in the bud. You guys know that we were supposed to have Dina on the show.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
we're still working.
No, no worries. We're still working on that. Unfortunately, she had to cancel. Not that she canceled, but she had to cancel. But but we are looking forward to having her in and having her talk about the writing process. Now, I saw some tweets.
Yeah, some
from
people
y'all.
Need to be nicer.
Yeah, I saw some tweets from y'all, and you know, I understand y'all are upset about some storylines and things like that. However, comma, I hope that her being in will allow her to explain how those things come about and into fruition.
Yes. Because everyone is trying to do their absolute best in whatever capacity they're associated with their show, with our show. We're all doing our best.
Because let me tell you, if I was in the writer's room, guess what would happen? Maxine's son.
Right.
First and foremost. And you
note
know,
to self,
Mrs.
don't let
DeMera.
Tony in the room.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about this week.
I turned
the floor over to the legendary... Midnight Hour voice, not you, Matthew Evan Payne.
Okay.
Keep
not
it down.
Me.
Keep it down. Okay. My chocolate twin, who abandoned me a year ago.
I did.
James Law Jr., take it away.
I just want to say to you guys out there.
And thank you, James Law Jr.
Some things never change.
That's good. I like that. That's good. I like that.
He's gone, bitches.
Well, I'm gonna bring it down for a second and be really nostalgic for a second. I just want to say, you guys, you know, I came on as a fill-in co-host like once a month whenever Tony was gone. I didn't meet Tony for like
when
months.
When she traveled,
when
that's
traveled.
Right.
I didn't for months, that's and right, I finally met Tony.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh my! Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, inside voice. It's your inside voice.
Inner monologue.
Inner monologue.
Inside voices.
Ooh, dang.
We all know.
Yeah, that's true.
And they all speak in the tone of discipline. Okay, shh. Quiet. Okay. James is trying to say something.
Go ahead. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him.
It sounds like your mom.
Talk to the people.
Thanks, Benita. Thank you. No, I just wanted to say, I came on as a kind of, you guys really embraced me from the very beginning. It's just scarily embraced me from the very beginning. And you guys have embraced me since then. And it's been really wonderful. So I want to thank every single fan out there, every single tweeter, every single Facebook person who says nice things to me all the time. It's so just amazing. Yeah. Which is why I came back here today to celebrate my 2 years, because this is where you came from. This is where I came from. And I want to thank Alexis, because she's one of the first people I ever worked with as an engineer. I want to thank
you, Boo.
You were good. You had that curly hair. I loved it. I think it was purple or something at the time. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was three shades of purple.
Yes, it was. I remember that. I also want to thank Phil Svitek, Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Stephen Lemieux, Daryl Christian, and Jeffrey Masters. I do stuff on all their networks. They believe in my work, and it's just been wonderful with that also. I want to thank my kids and my grandkids, Tammy and Monica, Scarlett, Rylan, and Zaylin, who sometimes I've had to do this show. I miss a few things with them. So it's been kind of tough, but they get tickled seeing Papa Jamie on TV. I want to thank Matthew and Payne for letting me hit on him all the time. People are always like, he's your replacement. How do you guys get along? We always go, you weren't part of anything. We weren't part of anything that was crazy.
No, I was actually just going to say, when you were, I was going to wait until you wrapped up. It's a pleasure working with you. It's a pleasure seeing you. You're lovely.
Thank you.
But yeah, when I came in and I knew that it was going to be a transition, I didn't know what to expect. I hadn't met you before, and I walked in the studio and it was a hug.
Yeah.
So that's the relationship with James and I.
Yeah. It's been fine, so thank you.
Yeah, and thank you.
And also want to thank every host I've ever worked with, of course. It's been crazy. I want to thank Peter Ramos and Raj Vias, because they told me what AfterBuzz was.
Yeah.
And actually got me in touch with these people. But lastly, I want to thank, now I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I want to thank Marty Freeman and Tony, because I had a hard year last year, and they're my friends. First, they checked on me, they called me and texted me. I had wine in his house one day, played with his dogs.
That heifer don't ever ask me to come over for wine, ever. Ever.
But Tony Moore would call me and talk to me, and Mac, and he knew my brother Max. Actually, Mark did knew my brother Max. I had a crisis of conscience the last couple of months, so I didn't know if I was going to continue. But because of people like them and you guys out there, I'm back. And it was just really tough for me, and that's why I'm so proud to be here for this second anniversary and part of Dish and Days and the family. And I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, I want to thank you very much also.
Always.
I will say, whenever James and I talk on the phone, it's at least an hour.
Yes.
So, we don't plan for an hour and a half.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
But there is so much tea to go over. We can't help ourselves.
Yes. To bring the mood up a little bit, Marlon Wallace just wrote, Matthew Payne was a recast, just like Guy Wilson.
Well, you know what's funny? One day I looked at the TV, I wasn't on, and I'm like, who's that bald white guy in my seat? Because I'm a bald black guy, friends, we both had no hair at the time.
That's right, yeah.
And I was like, who's that bald black guy sitting next to Mark? That's what I first thought, and then it was like, it was you, so.
Anyway. And then it was you, so, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
All right, so, how did we feel about this week?
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, and I kind of
said... After you. No, you go ahead first. That's fine. That's good. I'll wait.
I'll pull the age card now.
There you go.
I'll be like, I'm older.
Much, much older.
Shade.
I'd take one of the muches off. One of the muches. I said this in our last hour when Steven was here. I was getting up to a point where I was just like, I can't. Mm-hmm. You know me. Hashtag I can't.
Yes.
And then when Friday happened, that last moment on Friday, I was like, oh, this is why I watch.
Yeah.
So it was a rough getting to it, but once it was there, there were a couple moments that I really enjoyed, so...
Matthew,
you may now speak. You may now speak.
I liked Monday.
Okay. I think that's how we should do the rest of the show. I'll tell everybody when they can talk.
Oh, no.
Tony. No. Tony. Yeah.
You'll be replacing Matthew.
Exactly right.
Matthew's turn.
I liked Monday and Tuesday. I loved Wednesday and Thursday. I hated Friday until the last moment.
No, right.
Yeah. Yeah. All of Friday's episode was a complete waste of time for me, except for that last moment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, James.
Well, it's funny for me because I don't watch it every week anymore, religiously. I kind of hear things that are going on. I watch it on occasion. So I watched the full week. And so for me, there are things I was like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. We were too.
Yeah, okay. So, but there are things that reminded me of 90s days, early 2000s days. I love an Umbrella Story. We'll talk about that. We'll go into that more. But I, the suspense of Stefano, I like. It reminded me of the old days. Yeah. I love that.
And it was like throwback music to the dramatic build. Yes. I totally agree.
I was like, oh my God, I'm being flashback. And I had a couple of flashbacks, and we'll talk about that all that later. Mm-hmm. But I was. It was a mixed week for me for days. Mixed week.
Tony,
I was all right.
You may now speak.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't wait.
Thank you.
It's a learning curve, but go ahead.
I was okay. I got what I wanted from this week, because remember last week I was like, let's just get on with it. They've been in Prague. Let's just get to it.
Get back to Salem.
And they did. So I appreciated that.
You said you got what you wanted, but I don't remember Kyler with his shirt off this week.
Oh, dang. Let's start that again.
Interesting.
He was off this week.
Oh, I didn't get to comment on that because I wasn't here last week, but wow.
Okay.
Yes, Sean, you want to say to the fans?
Okay, hold on. You're going to be quiet because I'm going to talk real quick.
What is going on?
He's been saying all week and last week how this isn't the same as you and Billy and Matthew and Greg. But what people didn't know is, can I speak about what you said to me that day when we came into studio before we were on air?
Ooh, dang.
I guess he's going to.
Do you remember what you said?
I actually don't.
Uh-huh. He came in and he was like, you know what, Mark? I kind of get it now. Your thing with Billy and Matthew and Greg. I think I have that now with Kyler.
He said that when he came into the studio.
Yes. Look at him. Oh my God.
He's blushing.
No, I didn't say that.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who to believe.
I don't either. I wasn't here either.
He walked in, and mind you, drool.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
That's what I vaguely remember saying.
Yeah. I understand. But I wasn't saying that Kyler is like they are with theirs. That's for me. I'm just saying that I enjoyed the moment. I enjoyed the moment, but it's not a full on Greg Vaughn, Billy Flynn situation. It's a, oh, thanks, Kyler. Clicks to the next scene. That's all it is. And then, all the fans got into it.
Yes.
And let's just say, Kyler Pettis
is now wanting to come on the show.
Replied and was like, what is going on and what is this show? So shout out to Kyler.
Kyler to come.
Uh-huh.
Just don't worry.
Matthew, I have a feeling if when Kyler comes, you're going to have to stay on this side with me because he's going to want him sitting next to him.
We'll have that argument day of, okay? I'm just warning you guys.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of gorgeous cast members with their shirts off, which I'm sure we'll talk about, Manlover32 said, Dario with his shirt off in the hospital is pure heaven.
Well, speaking of heaven, let's go into it, and it's now time to start
Dishing Days.
I guess I'll do it.
Yes.
JLJ.
That's right.
All right, I think I may have a connection.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, speaking of connecting, let's talk about Prague.
Okay.
All right. So,
I loved it.
So, yes. I tweeted this, too. So, clearly, Prague PD has been trained by Salem.
I mean, so much like, so that it looks like
they're doing exactly right? That. Yeah. I'm like, come on, people.
Girl.
I have one. Oh, what's that saying?
Days J just said, Tony, you know Kyler boiled your potato.
Boiled your potato?
Dang. I have never heard that.
Me neither.
And I may use that for the rest of my life now. He boiled your potato.
I guess that's good. Make some whatever, potato salad.
Matthew Evan Payne.
No, I was talking.
Oh, sorry.
What I was going to say is, I have one complaint. I like the whole Umbrella Story by building up, people showing up, I like seeing everybody. The problem I had was when it came to Marlena's big talk to Stefano, I was underwhelmed.
When who?
I thought Anna's talk was good. I thought Rafe's talk was good.
Yes.
Where was the flashbacks while they were there? Like, I mean, they showed flashbacks earlier in the week. Of course, they were great.
Of Marlene and...
Yeah, the Queen of the Night and all that. But why, when she finally had a chance to talk to him, I was underwhelmed by her speech.
But except for the checkmate part, which was brilliant.
That part was good, but the speech itself was like, just like, okay.
My biggest gripe about the entire thing was that they let Rafe go last. Marlena should have had the last moment with Stefano.
I agree with you on that.
I just don't understand how that decision was like, oh, no, and then it will be Marlena and then Rafe.
Right. I didn't get that either.
No.
Now, here's the thing. So, I have a question for you guys. So Drake Hogeson is out right now because of an injury, right? That's why he's not on?
Right.
Okay,
we'll make sure. Because of the injury that he had.
Like, I was saying, John should be a question, but okay, I get it. Okay. Yeah. But
Marlena... But it's a good thing they kept mentioning him.
They did.
I agree with Daquan in the chat room. He said Rafe didn't need to be confronting Stefano.
No! Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. But his speech was better, though. I know.
And will you explain to the fans what an umbrella story is, please?
An umbrella story is when you have many characters who come together for a big story that kind of encompasses... It's larger than the smaller storylines. So it's a big story that happens, like this, like they used to do back in the 90s, just when they have all the characters come together. Each have their own little things going on, but the big umbrella story was finding Stefano. That was the big umbrella story. And I love those kind of things. It affects so many different people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
But I love the suspense. I love when she turned around, but it turned out to be Austin.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Well, Austin, you know, that's kind of good.
Well, it was... Okay, so first off, I was so glad that they were finally at that freaking ball.
Right, yes.
But the person who gave me so much life.
Oh, I know it.
During the ball.
Yes.
Was Sonny. Because when I tell you he was living his James Bond fantasy, he'd be like, okay, got it. Oh, I mean, copy that. and when it cut to the rest of them, they were all like, rookie.
Yeah.
Like, they had that look. But I love that he was, like, in. I feel like he would be me. Like, if they put me in something like that, I'd be like,
I'm ready.
I am ready. I'd be like, copy that 10-4. like, if there was, like, a bush, I'd be behind it, like...
Okay.
Like Jan Spears?
Yes. I'd be like, I see him. Over by the perimeter.
I have eyes on Stefano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyone have eyes on Stefano? Anyone? Nope. Got it.
Great use of history, though, of Rafe and Austin having tension. Great use of history.
I did like that. I did like Austin's, like, just cattiness towards Rafe.
Well, you know what's so funny?
He's just come on as catty.
Well, you know what's funny is Patrick Muldoon, of course, was the first Austin.
Yes.
And then I know that you really are a big fan of his. I was never a big fan of his Austin. I was always a fan of Austin Peck's Austin. They're two very different Austins.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally different. They're very different. Their takes on it are very different. So I was kind of happy to see Austin Peck back because he kind of worked in the situation being snarky and kind of.
Well,
like,
and he was the Austin. No, it was the, no, it was Patrick the other one. Muldoon was that was around for that.
For when they came back.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I have to say, I like Austin Peck's portrayal of Austin Reed this time better than ever before.
Yes, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that.
Because. I mean, it's almost like he comes on, he's like, y'all people.
Yeah. He seems so comfortable in the role this time, where I always felt like he was a little uptight.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think his acting got better and better, of course, and he got more comfortable. But I agree with you. This time, he was just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Ready to get done.
Yeah.
And Cary Brady is an absolute knockout.
She's heaven to me. Christy, her real name is Christy Barnes. She's so nice, and she's just so hot.
But y'all know her as Christy Clark.
Yes. Yeah. You guys know Christy Clark.
Yeah. Stage.
I know her as Christy Barnes.
No, but you know who takes the cake? Anna.
I'd love me some Leanne, honey.
And I'm sorry,
shaker?
I keep thinking it's a martini shaker.
Yeah, why is it a shaker? Why is it a shaker, you guys?
That's 100% a shaker.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought, right? Yeah,
it's a decorated urn.
Yeah. She should just carry this around and be like, I've got Andre with me. Tony with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love her, and I loved her on Dynasty. I loved her as when she was Anna. I love her so much. I'm so happy to see her back.
I love when she wasn't really invited.
Yes.
But that was funny, too.
And she was like, I mean, I'll go to Salem with y'all. Like, she wasn't really bothered by the wedding.
No, she said email me.
Email me.
Yeah.
Email me.
And I love the moment when, right after that, Marlena and Carrie gave each other goodbye, yes. and Marlena rolled her eyes and yes. Carrie was like, girl, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what Carrie said, welcome to my life, when you were talking right. about Anna, I thought it was kind of funny, exasperating.
But
kind of.
What was not funny was the fact that they actually captured Stefano. And yeah. can I just say this? Yes. Even though, because when Stephen Nichols was here, he was saying, you know, how Joe Mascolo's health was declining.
You look great.
But he still looked good.
He looked great. Yeah. He was
posted up on that jail cell. Like he was about to do like a guest 2017 ad. Like he was about to be like, hey. Like that's how I felt.
He looked great.
And he just laughed. They didn't give him no lines.
Nope.
He was almost like.
Well, and it was funny too because I was kind of getting frustrated that he didn't say anything.
He didn't need to.
And then when the reveal happened at the end, I was like, oh, well, that's why he wasn't saying anything.
Right. He didn't want to give.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So then I was like,
well,
and I was ready to come in and rant.
We had a fan call in who said that they wanted to make sure that they weren't going to lie and get Hope off the hook for killing Stefano if she didn't do it because that would be dirty or whatever, and you can't let it go.
That Shane and Patch weren't dirty cops,
right?
Yeah. Right.
I don't mind it. Hope is one of their own, and we need to move along with the storyline.
And with
I think
all
it
the
works,
stuff that
Stefano
that
did
Stefano's
to them,
done,
totally.
Come on,
yeah. Oh, yeah, all the stuff he's done to them, yeah. Like hello.
I think it's time for a quick. Is it the Phoenix Rising?
Thanks, everybody, for watching. See you next time.
And it was sweet at the end when he showed his face.
From executive producer, Kevin
Thank
you.
Perfect, Alexis.
She's on
Rafe, you're at a 10. I need you to... about this whole thing. Like...
I can't.
It's like...
I can't.
Yeah,
either.
Like...
Girl, and you haven't even been watching.
I know.
Like, I have to watch.
I was like, Rafe, you are team too much. We all trying to get Hope off?
I had a question for you, actually. If you had to choose between watching... You know what's coming.
I do. Go ahead.
If you had to choose between watching a week's worth of all Daniel scenes or a week's worth of all Rafe scenes, what would you choose?
Daniel.
Would you really? It's like Sophie's choice.
Probably Rafe.
Okay, ooh. Yeah, he doesn't like Daniel. You hate some Daniel.
I just feel like the Rafe scenes, all of them. I love Galen.
Oh, Galen's the bomb.
Yeah.
He's just so... oh my God, I'm exhausted.
Do something with Rafe. Do something with Rafe. Yeah. Like, they need to put Rafe outside the box. It's just all the same.
But I get also, he's hearing and doing a lot for Hope. Because he's hearing the stuff that's going on in Salem with her. He's dealing with trying to find Stefano. And I'm sure it's a lot. But I just kind of want him to, like... Because I felt like Marlena was like...
Boo. Calm down.
Right.
Ma'am.
I'm Dr. Marlena Evans.
Oh, that's yeah.
Well,
that's
she a, did. She did say...
She did.
To, like,
yeah.
You down step back. Down. Yeah.
Well, but even Austin was like... Can I talk to you? Like,
I don't, in private?
Dude, yeah. Like, you need to...
Yeah. Kyle K in the chat room said, "What? He hates Daniel that much?"
Right? I think we're all like that. So, needless to say, with this storyline, we are going to find out what shenanigans Shane and Patch were up to.
Yeah, that was a great scene. I was like, "What?"
That was a great scene.
It was a twist that had me. I had no idea that.
I had no idea. Yeah. Nope. And Mandy was even saying she was here with Stephen, and she was in the room. You guys couldn't see her, but she said when we were off camera, she said that was the first time in a long time that I watched Days and was like, oh my God, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
And she's there a lot.
Yeah, right.
So.
All right, so moving on.
A storyline that I got some questions for you guys.
Chloe and Nicole.
I hate the storyline.
Oh.
It's funny because they're doing a storyline kind of like this on General Hospital right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Stafford's coming, so we're talking about she's part of that storyline. Okay,
you want to finish plugging GH before?
GH probably at 5:30 with Michelle Stafford. No, but here's the thing. I'm just saying, I hate these stories where it's two women who know what it's like to lose children, and know what it's like to have to fight for children.
Yeah.
Talk about this decent story, and both Chloe and Nicole have gone through custody battles.
Right.
I mean, it's like, why are we doing this storyline? I was just looking at going, this storyline completely... The only thing I like the storyline is that Brady's involved, because he has history with both women. That's the only part of the storyline that I actually care about.
You know why? Because Brady is the voice of reason. Here's the thing.
Yep.
Chloe, shame on you for trying to say how much better of a mother you yes. are
than Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Who was it? Oh, I was tweeting about this today. Brady.
Yeah.
When he was like, what did he say to Chloe? He was like, you ain't no Mother Teresa. And I right. literally on my couch was like, yes!
Well, remember, Belle and Sean said the same thing when she left. They were like, well, she's trying to prove how worse she and Chloe ain't, you know, an angel either. No,
it's like, you know, everyone has made mistakes, yeah. but how dare you try to list your good nature deeds
yeah.
and try to, first of all, this is where I felt bad for Nicole, mm-hmm. is because we all have been through that journey with Nicole, mm-hmm. as far as trying yes. to be pregnant, mm-hmm. trying to have a family, trying to have a kid. And you mean to tell me I finally got a kid and this heifer is trying to mm-hmm. keep... It's like, for the first time, I kind of felt how Mark feels about like storylines and yeah. how... It was like, let Nicole be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Let her have that baby. Don't give her this angst and this.
She hasn't been happy in five years.
Forever. Yeah. Like, let her. It's because with this particular character, it's always something. The second you feel like, okay, good, she's good, they throw something else at her. And true. I want to be like, girl, let her live in the Kyriakis mansion, tame Deimos down a little bit, let them just be happy for a cute second, and then let shit hit the fan.
When Chloe's acting out
can
of
I
her
say
mind.
Fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When Chloe's acting out of her mind, all I can think is you're definitely Nancy's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
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 She just reminded me of Nancy this week when she won't let Nicole have her happiness. Right.
I was happy though that Sean Douglas and Belle
love
did kind of go, are you sure you're doing? Like, yeah. I'm glad that they're not making them like 100%
yeah.
behind her.
Yeah.
But I love that they're still, because that's the only like saving grace for me in that. Because I'm like, it's just,
Sean Douglas was saying, it's like, okay, because he's not on board fully. I mean, they're being like true friends where you question your friends sometimes, some of their choices. You're like, okay, I'm going to
about
this.
Is she doing the right thing?
Yeah, I think, and what's funny is, I think, you know, when she mentioned, I don't want any Kyriakis man, well, Sean Douglas is a Kyriakis man too. But it's just kind of funny, like, you just, who are you to make that judgment call when you've been with some nefarious men yourself? It's just, to me, it's like, this. I hate the storyline.
I could watch Ari.
Okay.
Oh no!
She's
and I know
working
that.
It out.
Yeah.
She's working it out.
Oh yes, she is.
She cries. I wonder how exhausted she must be. She's cried every day this week.
Well, you know why? Because she's just used to her character doing that.
Yeah.
It's like. Oh, you gonna hand me a pile of crap? Okay, fine.
Okay, well, here we go again, Nicole.
But I actually don't think it's a pile of crap storyline.
No, I'm not saying it's a. I'm just saying.
I see what you're saying. Like,
you're
going to
hand me some more baggage.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, fine. I'm going to check this baggage in, too, and watch it go around the carousel, and I'll come back and pick it up again.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if she has to get into it every time, or if she can just turn it on, because she
so
doesn't
good.
Seamlessly,
yeah, so good.
Just like Billy Flynn.
I bet, you know, being an actor myself, she's, with her being a mother, I'm sure she's probably channeling, what if,
absolutely.
What if someone didn't allow her to be a mother to her daughter,
right.
and how that would feel. I got you, Ari.
One other thing that really got under my skin.
We haven't gotten to the Hope storyline yet.
was when Deimos was talking to Nicole about the baby room. Mm-hmm. And said, yeah, it's not that far from the master bedroom.
Girl, bye.
Why is Deimos in... No, Victor and Maggie should be in the master bedroom. That annoyed me.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be in that. It should be Victor and Maggie in that. That's just, ooh.
Yeah, so, and Holly and Tate can't share a nursery.
Right.
Okay, so quick question.
They can borrow the teepee from Chad and Abigail.
This comes from Mikey J. Duff, who asks... Mark, Tony, Matthew, and James, do you like the character of Deimos?
Who? Mikey
Duff.
Mikey J. Duff.
Oh.
I'll answer first. No. I think he should come back as David Hayward on All My Children on General Hospital.
He is David Hayward from
All
My Children.
I wish he'd come back because right now those characters can go on General Hospital now. I think this character...
Oh, they can?
They can.
Oh,
they
that's
got,
awesome.
They got settled.
Oh, they got the green light?
They're bringing Nora from All My Children.
Oh, Hillary B. Smith? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So the whole thing is settled. I think, I love Vincent Irizarry. I think he's doing the best, I think he's doing a good job on there, but the character to me is useless. I don't really have any use for it. They're making him be like, trying to be the new Victor for some reason, and Victor's still on the show.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's what I thought, too. Well, and because I feel like when Deimos came back and Andre came back,
yes.
they came back about the same time,
yes.
and my thought was, they know that John Aniston and Joe Mescalo are getting older, so we probably need to have their replacements ready, is my thought. We'll probably get to this later, but I'm going to bring it up now, too. But because I don't even think that Andre's being Andre. Like, I want him to be... Like, because really like, he even said something when Abigail said something. Why are you... And he's like, well, Billy won't... Or Billy. Chad won't let... Chad won't let me. And I'm like, when...
When do you care? Yeah, right.
Like, come on. Like, right. You know... And I agree. Victor's there.
He's there.
And Victor's very... And John Aniston is very capable.
Yeah, he is. Completely.
So... Because even in the few
Victor
times that he is
so
on,
sharp.
It's just it lights up.
I know,
Victor's
I agree.
So sharp. I do like Deimos.
Okay,
I do like Deimos too.
But I would like to see Victor and Deimos head to head because them is like civil doesn't work for me.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah,
yeah. And I know that there's been people out there that have been making comments too about the fact that Victor and Deimos, you know, that Victor's kind of just forgotten about everything.
Yeah,
you know, and just kind of moved on and is like, okay, now he's my brother. You know what I mean?
That's kind of weird.
It obviously doesn't bother me as much as it's obviously bothering some other people.
Mr. Tony?
We're still talking. I'll let you know when you can speak. Okay, you can speak. And I'm going to get a Diet Coke.
Bye.
Oh my God, I thought he was kidding and then he got up.
Live television, I love it. He's in our
Mark,
camera.
Get back into your seat.
You're in our camera.
All right, you just all up in my grill. Okay, so I like the character of Deimos.
Okay.
Even when he first came on, he had this different type of evilness to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was even beyond what Victor was. I feel like now, though, I agree with what Mark is saying, that, like, you know, Victor getting older... So, I feel like eventually he's like, y'all, I can't be tearing around Salem no more. Like, you know, I'm good in my Mr. Rogers sweaters. Like, I'm all right. You know what I mean? And so, they need someone to kind of take over. And I like how they are building this Deimos, Sonny, Brady kind of taking over the Kyriakis family business.
Okay.
I preferred how they were gearing Deimos to be very open and honest with Nicole, but now that they've swayed him over to this more villain-like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if... I still like the character. I'm just not sure I like him paired with Nicole.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's where it changes for me. But as far as the character goes, I do like the character.
I do too.
And I do feel like you can't have... I feel like Victor is sitting in the cut like... Everything all right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I got things under control. And he's just like, all right. Mm-hmm. Like, he still has eyes on what's happening, but he's not as active.
Right.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Like, go have fun with Maggie.
That question from Mikey J. Duff provoked a lot of discussion.
It did.
Because my thing is, it should have been, if I was writing, Victor would still be in the thick of things, and all the Kyriakis men would be kind of very... Keep you know, Philip and Brady and Deimos
scattering.
Kind of just working. This is working it all out. I think a big family dynamic.
I just and I don't understand why Philip's gone.
I don't either.
I was just going to say. I hope that I'll text him. I'll let you know what he says.
What a great actor too. It's like John Paul's a great actor.
John Paul is wonderful. I do wonder though if with the new writing regime if they will bring John Paul back.
Well, the writer, I know him because of General Hospital, Ron Cavallardi, he's known for bringing back big characters.
How about adding two, like Maxine's son?
Well, I wouldn't even be surprised if he brought back Maxine at some level. I mean, he likes to pick different areas of shows and really build them up. That's his past from One Life to Live and General Hospital, so I wouldn't be surprised if things like that happen.
That's so good for the viewers.
I'm really curious how his style works for Days of Our Lives. I'm really curious how it works.
All in all, Chloe, you tried it. Nicole, get your baby. I hope it plays in favor to Nicole.
Yes, me too.
I hope Deimos gets his life together because if not, Nicole is out of there. Like, she's like, listen, I got a baby now. Bitch, I ain't got time for you.
Yeah.
See, like, if you want to go evil, I ain't got time for you.
I feel like that was the perfect recap for the entire story. I should have said that from the moment we started.
The fact that she's even considering staying with Deimos is she loves them 100%. Well, no, but agree. Not, but more than she would love a child. That's right. Just ridiculous to even think
I
agree about.
With that. Well, but that's because this week he was like, "Listen, I got this nursery for you, and I'm gonna do my best to like." Basically regain your trust again, and
after
she's like,
you just put somebody in two people in the hospital,
right? But she, but just like she said, bitch, you can't throw no swatches at me and act like I'm just gonna come crawling back.
She did say that. I like that she did.
You know, though, that once it's revealed that Eric is out, that there's going to be the whole rehashing of Daniel's death, and they're going to have their chemistry revisited.
Can't wait for that, can you, Mark?
Oh, speaking of Mark, why don't you introduce the next storyline?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'll do it.
Hope. Of course.
It's me, because I love Hope. Okay.
You do.
But first
still?
Of all...
Wait. No, well, actually, you know what? Because I got my thoughts on
this. Ooh, do tell us. Okay, go ahead.
No, but I'm going to let you go first.
Okay,
reverse. Because I know you love you some Hope.
Okay, I do. But here's the
he
problem.
He used to be Black Hope.
I was Black
I'm
Hope.
I'm seeing if he still got Hope.
Oh, that's right. Black Hope LA.
Black Hope LA.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all... I want to say a shout out to Aaron D. Spears, who plays Reigns. He plays on Bold and Beautiful also.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have him on my show, and he's a great guy. And he told me he was going to be on the show, but couldn't tell me who he's working with. And I'm like, I'm with Christian Alfonso.
Now
like,
get to the point where you're talking about how you like this Hope story.
No, I just say I like the whole storyline. I like that she has a storyline. Mm-hmm. But my problem is, I wish she had killed Stefano. I wish they kept that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, to me, it was justified. I'm sorry if I know people are going to hate me. Save your tweets. I don't care. I think she said all the things he did to her as Princess Gina, and that's. I think she had a right to have gone crazy for a minute.
Yep.
But since they decided to redeem her, I'm like, it was good to see her on screen. I think here's something else I said. I tweeted this out a while back. People were like, going, "Oh my God, James, I see more chemistry with her and Eric than I do with her and Rafe." I know they're auntie and nephew, but they're not biologically related. But I see more. The last couple of weeks I've seen off the scenes with them. I see chemistry with them. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Hope, sit down.
She ain't gonna see
her. Girl, no. You ain't got to go say hi to Hattie. You ain't got to go check up on nothing. You still recovering from the shame.
Right.
You still recovering from hitting your head on the rock. Sit down.
Just like Dario getting out of the hospital bed and like going.
Right. Sit down. And then.
Yes.
When Reigns got her, right, she basically said, I ain't gonna listen to you. You ain't gonna arrest me. I'm getting ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
I would have shot her in the foot and said, sit down. There would not have been no warning shot. There would have been a warning shot, pow, and then a pinky toe. Gone.
A pinky toe.
Like, for the first week, I was really like, girl, Miss Hope, like, sit down somewhere, please. Like, stay, like, stop having Eric.
But it's part of her. She would never just sit around. She would never just sit around. She would never
just sit around. You still recovering from the shame. And that happened weeks ago. Now, granted, I did like the fact that she went and visited Hattie, because y'all know I love me some Hattie.
I love Hattie.
And I love the fact that it is confirmed that Andre is Adolfo.
Yes.
Who is the crook that swindled Hattie.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm wondering how that's going to play out.
Yeah, yeah. That's
true. That's interesting.
Yes.
So, yeah, well, just go ahead and get Hope out of jail, so that way she can stop sneaking around Salem and being on the docks. And I don't... Okay. Why does Reigns have so much hostility and anger towards Hope? Like, I understand you're trying to do your job. I understand that everybody's upset about the Bradys and the Hortons always getting away with stuff and things like that. But however, comma, you need to take it down a few notch, Reigns.
Well, I fired a warning shot.
Yeah, I know.
Well, but he ain't got to be so aggressive.
No, right. You didn't need to shoot, period.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, could it be that he has this aggressive because he's, like, attracted to Hope and they're trying to do, like, some jungle love between Hope and Reigns?
The swirl.
You know where the set where Reigns shot the warning thing at Hope? I think that was actually the same set where Marlena, when she was possessed by the devil, went and walked. She was walking around. She found the wedding announcement on the paper in the trash barrel.
Could have been.
Huh?
Oh, yes, no,
I agree.
Go ahead. You guys just have a conversation.
Yeah, no, I was like, what's going on?
No, I agree. That's next. Because we got to hurry up.
That's next. That's it with Hope.
The GH report is coming. Okay, now in the tidbits. Yay, gays! Yay, gays!
Are you guys, Paul and Sonny. Are you guys liking Paul and Sonny?
Yes.
You guys are? Okay.
Yes, you know why? Because they're the only gay couple in Salem. I'm glad that that Sonny is... I'm glad that Sonny is getting his life as James Bond. But I like that they're having these moments of reconnecting and really admitting to themselves that they have liked each other, even though we have known that they have liked each other. Even when Will was alive, they still liked each other. So, I like that. I like the kissing that's happening.
They're kissing. They are kissing.
I like the gift of the... Now, I don't know where he went. I don't know if they have an amoeba over there in Prague where he was able to find the vinyl record for them. I thought that was cute. But listen... I love that Days takes their times with couples, however,
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get them together so that Days can, so that Paul and Sonny can be seen at the gay club in Salem where Lorraine Love is an entertainer and Max is a host.
There you go. I would watch that.
And Matthew Evan Payne is the Matthew Evan Payne is the bartender and James Locke Jr. is the bouncer.
That's right. Done. We wrote it again. Done. Wrote it.
Perfect.
Yeah, done. Boom. Okay, done. Cheers.
I loved their kiss. I stood up from the couch. I was cleaning up a little bit, and the scene started where,
domestic.
Where I know.
Cleaning
Sonny,
the house and watching soaps. Yeah. Yeah, that is domestic. Yeah. It's really housewife.
I was making dinner for the husband. But the scene with Paul and Sonny, I think it was Wednesday's episode, the first kiss that we saw, there was so much chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that they are they're so in tune with the characters. I just love watching them, and the kiss had chemistry.
Yeah, there was a lot of chemistry.
They have chemistry.
There's that. They're connecting. Good for them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have...
Everyone be quiet.
Okay, here's his part.
Let her have her moment.
The next one.
Oh, Chad and Gabby.
Are you liking Chad and Gabby together?
I actually do.
Because I haven't been on here, so
I'm actually really like... I'm leaning more towards Chad and Gabby.
I feel you.
And... Abby and
Dario.
Yeah, I see that.
I really am liking Dario and Abby together. And tweet me, I don't give a shit.
But girl, do we have to have Gabby and Chad locked up again in order for them to reconnect? Girl.
I mean, my only problem with it is that it's not as warm and they have their clothes on still.
Okay, the clothes still on, yes.
But they are hungry for fries, pizza, and beer.
That was funny.
That was
that
funny.
That made me laugh.
That was funny.
And him, like, bouncing it. I actually texted him, and I was like, girl. You know I love you, but why do they keep making getting fights if you're just going to fight?
Yeah, I know. It's like I got beat up again. It's like, okay, that's good.
It's just funny. I just think
meanwhile, Billy was like, Gina... He's texting me again.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the record show. I don't know.
I mean, I think they're beating a dead horse. Like, we already had the scene. We don't need to see it really now for another week.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But, you know, I obviously don't mind seeing him.
But I love the fact that they were able to admit to each other that they both do love each other.
But he never said he loved her.
He did.
No, he didn't say he lied. He said,
I mean, but I think, because didn't, isn't that what he said this week? He's like, but I never said that to you. Did he ever tell her officially that he loved her?
I am pretty sure he said
or positive
that he loved her and he loves
Abigail.
But
didn't he say that this week?
I'll say fans.
Yeah.
He said that in the room. He's like, well, you said that.
Yeah.
But
implying that he never said those words.
But she also, but I could have sworn he said that he loved her and Abigail. Because that made me think like there's a whole lot of love.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying before today.
Oh, before
he
today.
He never said that.
Oh,
he loved,
no.
And that's what he said to her in the room. He's like, but I never said that to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is true.
I didn't think about the past. I was thinking about the future when he basically said he loved Abigail and Gabby.
Right. And No. That he did say. But I mean, that's different than saying I'm in love with you.
He didn't say he loved Lorraine Love.
He texted me. He told me.
He didn't say that.
He signed an autograph, which Crazy pulled out during the Stephen Nichols interview.
Still got the autograph.
He was like,
seeing
it right here.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Sitting in the binder, honey.
He said, I want to marry you.
That's very Mark.
I love it.
Moving on.
I have to say, I have been on the fence about Gabby and Chad.
Yeah, I know.
I have been on the fence about Gabby and Chad until this week, and I was like, no.
Okay.
No, I'd rather see Chad with Abigail. Okay. I do enjoy the chemistry that Abigail has with Dario, but as friends.
But here's the thing, and this is why I think they should go their separate ways right now, is because then what are we going to have?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I just feel like we need to go, our separate ways for
Try some
a little
out.
Bit. develop that, create more of a thing, and then find our way back slowly and organically, not like force it back.
Okay, I get that. Because they have a child together, so they'll always be tied together. Yeah.
But again, it's we're 5 months out of taping, so now we're seeing these scenes with, you know, Marcy and Jordy that we're going, wow, they really do have chemistry together, but they've already taped 5 months, so...
Pause. Side note.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the chat, and Daquan said,
oh, God.
This is what he hopes his intro would be. I'm assuming if he was a host here.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'm going to do it as if I was introing
him. Do it.
Number one Greg Vaughn fan, number one Allison Sweeney fan, and the guy who causes Matthew Evan Payne and Mark J. Freeman blood pressure to rise. He's your host, D.
He wrote that. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love
They're not amused.
I thought it was
I think it's funny.
So, okay, so there's actually one thing. It's kind of a Look Who's Related, but not really, because I just want to do it quickly, because it's part of just one of the tidbits. Drew was a character that was on for a minute. Back in the 80s. And so he has no real backstory.
Oh,
so
that's who's supposed to be
there. I figured that's what you were thinking. Yeah. But it's completely, people were asking me this online. He's his twin brother. He was a bad guy, but there's really no storyline. There's nothing really, so that's why I can play with him now because he's kind of.
Because he was only there for like a year.
Yeah, and so he basically is somebody who now they're playing kind of quirky.
Yeah.
But it's like, but he was a bad guy when he was on before. Kind of, I do remember him before, and that's why Andrew
But I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying him with Jennifer.
Yeah, me too.
Jennifer just sitting there just with the tea mug, he just spews out all this tea, and then she just drinks it.
She had a light bulb moment this week with the flashback, and
yeah.
And women, I have a question for you guys too. I saw Anne for a minute.
Yeah,
so is she on the show or not?
She is.
Okay. She pops in every now and then.
It looks like they're leaning towards pairing her with Lucas.
Interessante.
Yeah.
A little Spanish.
She told Chloe she enjoyed meddling in Jennifer's life in the past.
Oh, I know.
And Chloe was like, cool.
I changed.
Let me just go breastfeed Holly over here.
Well, the reason why she probably said that was because, you know, she spit out her resume of how great of a mother she was, and then here comes Ann talking about, girl, remember when we used to terrorize Jen? Because you didn't like her with Daniel? You remember that, girl?
I loved it.
Ann is that friend.
Yes, she is.
Who, like, when you're in a group, and you'd be like, oh, remember that boy you hooked up with? He right over there. You remember him? You told him that he had peed all over your bed. Like, that's Ann.
That is Ann.
That's Ann. Yeah.
I love
Sorry.
Her. We love her.
I hope that didn't really happen to you.
No, it hasn't happened to me. No.
Okay. Anywho, next.
Is that it?
That's, oh no.
Her name is Kadiakis Demand.
Well, we kind of talked about that.
Okay, I mean, you know. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll skip right over Three Snaps Award, and then...
Things you tried. And now we go into our segment. It is now time for Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
That's right. You go, girl.
Okay, so, real quick, I'm going to give my Three Snaps Award to Marlena. When Anna said that she was coming to Salem, and like, let's keep in touch. I'll call you. Marlena said, no, girl, email. I said,
email.
I said, oh, my God. Marlena said, girl, I had enough. I said, girl, I don't want to be your friend. You over here prom.
It is true.
Acting up. I am not. You, girl, email me. It's going right to spam, but email me. So I said, Dr. Marlena Evans, bitch, you get Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
That's a good one.
And now it's time for... Yeah, no, it's now Days After Now.
Yeah, I like how you ended your Three Snaps with that, by the way. Okay, for this Days After, first of all, I just have to say, ladies, make yourselves comfortable. They, Carrie, Kayla, and Anna, all sitting on the police department desks in Prague.
You know why? They've been in them heels all day, girl. Right. They said, let me lean on it.
And I love Kayla's dress.
Oh, by the way. Is that when you were talking about wanting to grow up to be Kayla?
No, I was saying I want to grow up to be Kate. But I want that dress in a double XL.
She looks beautiful. Well, they really all did look beautiful. I love Kayla.
Well, it can be large if it stretches.
I just thought it was completely unrealistic that you would be in a police station sitting on the desk, especially the top right photo of Kayla sitting on the police officer's desk. With the police officer sitting at it doing work.
Oh, my God.
So that's Matthew's disaster.
I like that.
Or disaster moment of the week.
Disaster.
Moment of the week! I didn't even ask if you was going to do a Look Who's Related.
But say it.
Well, you kind of did.
Well, I kind of just now with Drew.
Okay, for those of you who remember, that used to go, Look Who's Related.
Oh, my God, you had
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Okay. That used to go, Look Who's Related.
Oh, I like that.
I do, too.
That's beautiful.
Sorry, Matt. I had your disaster, but I didn't.
No problem.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah, it's somewhere around here. I just moved it.
Honey, they couldn't find it. Okay, cute. I don't even have to do a new VO for it.
Yeah, I know I have it somewhere. I just got to look for it.
Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, Alexis. Always on your job. Well, let's move on to Mark's Quote of the Week.
So my quote of the week, actually, it was funny, I texted you guys who it was going to be.
Oh.
I like to let you know who it's going to be. And then after I texted, I was like, oh, because I really loved when Gabby went, fries! So she's going to get an honorable mention. But I had to, hands down, and we had talked about it a little bit, had to give it to Marlena.
Why? We've been on the same...
For Checkmate.
Oh, yes. Checkmate. Yes.
Yes. Again, I agree. The whole thing she said was kind of... Yeah. And I did actually have to rewind and watch it again because I was drifting. Mm-hmm. But when she did Checkmate and that stupid chess piece, which you know that I had angst against since the moment it arrived... I just thought it was like, okay.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I was like, okay.
She just dropped the mic when she put that on.
It was totally a mic drop.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this out there. If a fan sends us
a chess piece,
the queen chess piece,
we need to get her to sign it.
Yeah. We will add it to our decor.
Yeah.
And if we ever see her again, we'll have her sign it.
That's a good one.
I have another idea too, but I'm trying to work on it.
It can't be like one of those like. Yeah, it has to be a good. Yes,
I haven't told you guys, but I have another one that I'm working on, but I haven't worked it out yet. So as soon as I do, I'll be bringing that in too.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Oh my God! Please don't let it be Billy Flynn's underwear that he uses during those sex scenes. He's like, please don't let it be anything Billy Flynn.
You don't have to say. I know, right? Right.
Well, that has been Mark's Quote of the Week, and now it's time for Fan of the Week.
Okay, so I've been tossing a few ideas around today, and I decided, and so I'm going to need your help, Tony, because there's.
Okay.
Two people, and I get them mixed up, so I need you to offer up the last name, because I don't know which one it is. I'm going to make Fan of the Week. I'm going to call a truce on my two-year anniversary with Mike...
Riley?
Is that the one?
Yes, that's it. Okay.
I'm going to give Mike Riley Fan of the Week, because I think it's time for him to just accept the fact that he's never going to have Billy Flynn, and he's always mine.
Just when you thought it was going
to happen. Yeah, I know. I was like...
The feud continues.
Well,
Mike Riley, congratulations, honey. You are this week's Fan of the Week, honey.
Yes.
I can't wait for that phone call next week.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. Yes.
Girl. We'll just not accept it.
Oh my God.
A mess. All right. Well,
Alexis, next time Mike Riley calls, jot down that number so we know not to answer again.
I can't be a part of this. I'm Switzerland
Send
in this
her
one.
A voice
that's right.
Mail.
That's right.
Oh, my God. We totally need to create a voicemail of me going. Sorry, Mike Riley, we're not accepting your call. And every time he calls, we send it to that voicemail.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God, that would be...
Damn, it's so shady.
Shady.
Well, that has been your week of days. Is there any news or... hopefully you guys watched Jen Lilly's movie last night.
I think it's re-airing again tonight. And then I tweeted this out. I just want to... It's not news because it already happened. But Daniel Cosgrove appeared on Law & Order SVU's 400th episode.
Yes. Good for
him.
So
that was a very pleasant surprise. I tweeted it out and stuff.
Yeah, we like him.
So congrats that he's still working and working on some good stuff. So.
And if you guys didn't tune in live to our interview with Stephen Nichols, make sure you check that out.
Go I know people have been having trouble with our feet and even to this show had some issues.
But it's okay. The show is going to play in its entirety. So whatever you miss, whatever it cut out on, you can hopefully you're watching this link now and you're seeing that it's in its entirety.
And I've got one as well. Our friend Brody Hutzler and I were in touch this weekend and he has a movie that has already aired but they keep re-airing it. So be on the lookout on LMN for Stage Fright and also Keep an eye out for him on Crime Stoppers on CBS.
Oh, okay.
And he sends his best to us and says that he would love to come back and have more pizza rolls.
Hey, oh, Brody, absolutely. Come on,
I know.
Back.
I have to get a toaster. I have to put him in the oven, though, if he comes.
Yes.
Because he gets it.
And also this, fans, y'all know how much we talk about pizza rolls. And we tweeted.
Well, you tweeted.
I tweeted. I try to say we, but you know, if I say girl. I, then they like, girl, it's all about you, honey. You know, so I
well,
try
I
to
didn't
say
tweet
we.
It.
We
had they accepted
we.
Because it got rejected? You.
I tweeted Tostinos and said we
Totinos.
Would. Totinos. And told them that we would love them to
this
sponsor
is
us.
Why?
Now, when
you can't
I
say their friggin' name.
Well, when I say sponsor, I don't mean money. I just mean, girl, like, send us some pizza rolls.
Right.
Like, that's it.
And a t-shirt.
Sure.
Right.
So, fans, help us out. Tweet them and say, you should. And hopefully we'll get free pizza rolls. You know, their new flavors. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a quick
I
little
think it's
commercial.
Just at Totino's.
Yeah.
Yep. And the name is Pete
Z-Roll. Yeah. So tweet them. Let's make it happen. All oh, right. Yeah. We have to head out because next up, what do we have, James Lachin Yaffer?
We have Michelle Stafford on GH Report.
Yeah.
And on Restless Wrap-Up.
She can probably hear us. Michelle, we're talking about you.
And on Restless Wrap-Up, they have Abby and her mom. It's her mom's birthday. They're going to co-host together.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And on Bold Breakdown, it's Patrika Darbo. She plays new character
oh, wow.
Shirley Spectra.
Yay.
And so, she's fabulous.
She's hilarious. It's good. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning in to the Start of the Soap blog. James Lott Jr., thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Yes, James.
Thank
happy
you.
2-year
Thanks,
anniversary.
Good to have you
much
back.
Much success to
thank
GH
you.
Report.
Thank you.
Come back and visit us sometime again. She tried to act like she's so busy. She knows she. So come back and visit us. Mark J. Freeman, let the folks know where they can find you on the social media.
You can find me on
That's
Instagram.
That's great. Matthew?
Twitter.
Just
go ahead.
Kidding. Where can they find you?
At Lorraine Love.
Matthew?
LORAYNELOVE. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
I can be a Price is Right girl.
You can find me at James Lott Jr. all over the world.
And you can find me on all social media platforms.
Where can they find you?
On all oh, social media platforms. At Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next Sunday for another full recap of
Dishin' Days.
That's right.
Woo-hoo! Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.